Hi, Crystal.
Yes.
Hi, this is Natalia on a recorded line. I'm calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing?
Hi. Good.
Good. And did you get an attorney to help you file a claim?
No, I just talked to somebody. I don't have an attorney or anybody yet. I'm waiting for papers or something. I still haven't got anything in the mail.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So you talked to somebody. Did you sign like a retainer or a contract?
No.
No. Okay, so you're not being represented yet. Did you ever use Depo Provera?
Yeah. From like the age of 9 to like 16 when I was in the foster home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I actually
have a brain tumor. So like everything that you guys are saying that the Depo Provera is doing, that's what I have.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Okay, do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
Babe, do we have medical records that will show the diagnosis of the tumor? Yeah, right? Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Meningioma?
What?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You think so or you know for sure?
Okay. I know, like, I'm still going to do MRIs and they're still doing checks.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to see if it's growing or if it's bigger, or if it's getting bigger.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Did the doctor mention what it was called?
It sounds like that, what you just said.
Like a meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo for at least 1 year?
But it wasn't after taking it. I just went to, like, the hospital, like, in the last year and a half, 2 years, and they told me that I had a tumor in the back of my brain.
Uh-huh.
And I've just seen your guys' thing, and I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Oh.
Like,
uh-huh, it might be related. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. So within the last 2 years, when did you first take Depo Provera? What year?
9, when I was 9. I'm 35 right now.
35, okay. Let me see. Give me 1 second. Do you remember what year you were 9?
Dang, I really don't. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm really bad with math.
Let's see. It was about 26 years ago. So let's see. Back in 1998?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that, does that sound correct to the best of your knowledge?
Actually, let's try 2000. That's when I started taking it.
In 2000? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and when was the last year that you took it?
I was like 18, 19.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me see here. You said you're 35 right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 35 minus 18. So about 17 years ago. Let's see. So does it sound correct that you took it from the year 2000 to 2007?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And what was the date of your diagnosis?
In the last 2 years. Or in the max. It's been max 2 years. It was probably about April or if... Actually, let's see, February. About. It was like after my birthday. Yeah.
Okay. Of 2022?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you took Depo Provera for about 6 years. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you take... a minimum of 4 shots, 4 injections?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
1/22/89.
Okay. And besides yourself, do you know anybody else that took Depo Provera?
Just people in my foster home, but I don't talk to them anymore.
You don't talk to them. Okay. All right. No problem. And did you use the brand name of the contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then you said you used it for at least 1 year, and then you did have at least 4 injections. Okay.
I used it for a long time.
For a long time. Yes. So for 6 years. So from the year 2000 to the year 2007. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a woman.
Okay. Email. And I have your name here as Crystal Atwood.
Yes. Crystal. Okay. Renee Atwood. That's my middle name. Renee.
Renee. Okay. With an R, correct?
R-E-N-E-E. Yes.
R-E-N-E-E. Okay. All right. And then can you confirm your social for me?
620-207-667.
Okay. And then I have your phone number. It's 818-573-7722.
Yes.
Okay. Is that your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Are you able to receive text messages and open your email on your phone?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Once we're done with the questions here, it looks like we're moving forward. I will send you an electronic document to sign. It's a DocuSign. It's a retainer agreement, so the attorneys have permission to start working on the case, okay?
Okay. And I don't owe you guys nothing right now until we do this over with, right? Because if I
Correct.
Do, I can't. Then I can't because I'm broke right now.
No, of course. I understand. No, there's no out-of-pocket cost. You only pay the attorneys if you win a settlement. If nothing
okay.
happens, then you don't owe anything. Okay.
Cool.
All right. And what is your email address?
Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, uh-huh. Renee, R-E-N-E-E,
uh-huh.
the letter A, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay. And what is your current mailing address?
19600.
Uh-huh.
And that's Kittridge, K-I-T-T-R-I-D-G-E Street, Rosita, California.
Okay.
And that's 91335.
91335. Okay, perfect. And then have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No, okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
With my tumor?
Yes.
All of you.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
O-L-I-V-E, and the second word is V-I-E-W.
V-I-E, oh, okay, Dr.
Yeah.
Olive View?
It's Olive View Medical Center.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the name of my doctor. I have to look through my documents. And
uh-huh.
I have too many doctors right now.
Okay, no problem. You said Olive View Medical Center. What
yeah.
city is that located in?
Silmar, California.
Silmar, California. Okay. All right. Give me one second. And do you have a phone number for the facility?
Hold on. Let me check. Hold on 1 second.
Uh-huh.
I have a number, like, just a random, it's not random, but it's like a,
uh-huh.
it's, okay, so it's 747,
uh-huh.
2-2-7-0-8000.
Okay, 747-210-8000?
Yeah, 747-28, I forgot what I said. Hold on. 747-210-8000, yes.
8000, okay. All right.
That's line numbering. You still have to go through, like, automated stuff. Like, they don't have a direct number.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's a facility number. Okay. And then what was the doctor that has been treating you? So this was the diagnosing facility.
Yeah.
Were you treated in the same facility?
I'm treated in the same facility.
Same facility. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you don't have a name of any doctors that have been treating you?
Dr. Kim, and then I can't remember the guy's name. I'm sorry. It's a different name. It's really hard because I have dyslexia.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. So you said Dr. Kim?
Yeah.
K-I-M?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Kim.
And I'm not sure the man's name.
Uh-huh. That's okay. As long as we have one. And then where were you prescribed the Depo-Provera? Do you remember?
I don't. Okay, so it was going to be in Panorama City at just some, like, Planned Parenthood. And
uh-huh.
then at, like, some place at, like, a set of social workers took me to.
Okay. So let me see if I can find one. So you said the Panorama City, I'm sorry, what was it called?
It used to be, like, Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood. Okay. The name of the city is called Panorama City?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see. Is it the same as Van Nuys?
Yeah, it's considered Van Nuys, yeah.
Van Nuys. Okay. So I'll just put that one on here. Okay. Do you remember any doctors over there at Planned Parenthood?
I don't. It's been so long.
Okay. All right. No problem. As long as we have the facility name and then the address, I can look it up. All right. So that's it here for the questionnaire. The last thing I need from you, it's just an emergency contact just in case you become unresponsive for a very long time. So if we can't reach out to you, we'll contact them so that there's no disruptions in the case. So do they live with you or live separate?
Yes, he lives with me.
Okay. And what is their relationship?
My fiance.
Fiance. Okay. And what is their...
7-4. His name is Jonathan Calendris.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Jonathan, how do you spell that?
J-O-N-H-A-N-T. Hold on, babe. I just went mind blank. Spell your name, babe. Spell your name. J-O-N. A-T-H-A-N.
Okay,
sorry.
And the last
name? His last name is C-O-L-I-N-D-R-E-S.
Okay, and the phone
his
number?
His phone number is 747 267-3522.
3522, okay. And
about, like, how long should this take? Because somebody else called me, like, about, like, a month ago. They were supposed to send me paperwork. They told me not to sign it with anybody. They said not to talk to anybody. And, like, I'm like, you know what? This is bullshit. So, like, they never, ever, ever called me back, so.
Okay. All right. So, just to confirm one more time. So, a lot of attorneys are working the case. So, that's what they'll do. They'll get, you know, your information in the intake, and then they send you something
to sign. They didn't get any of my information like you just did, though.
No. Okay. So,
they just asked me for my address, and that was it.
That was it? Okay. So, they were going to send something. You didn't sign a contract or a retainer or anything like that, right?
No.
No. Okay. So, yeah, it was just, they were just trying to see if they can send you information, but this is the intake. So this one will be sent to the attorneys and they'll start working on it.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Of course. So what is Jonathan's email?
It's Jonathan, what's your email? J-O-N-C-O-L-I-N-D-R-E-S.
Okay.
93@gmail.com.
93@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you said he lives with you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's it for the questionnaire here. So like I said, I'll send you a retainer agreement through your email.
Okay.
You can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you in case you need any help.
Okay, I'm just being on speaker, so...
Okay, perfect. So give me 1 second. I'm going to make sure everything's spelled correctly. I'll send it through a DocuSign. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, or it'll say Mass Tort Strategies, one of the two. Give me 1 second. It'll send it to your email and also a text message. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier for you.
Okay,
so I just sent it over. You'll see it pop up soon. Did you get it?
Yeah, I get it. I'm trying to open it right now. Sorry, my phone's a little bit slow right now.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. I'll stay on the line with you. I'll send you another text with the name of the attorneys and my contact information, okay?
Okay. And then I just pressed on the SMS thing.
I'm sorry, it's cutting off. Can you repeat that?
I just pressed on this SMS thing, so I'm just waiting for it to download.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no problem. It should guide you through the questions. It's just going to be a few signatures, a few initials.
Find one. Let's see. Go to the next arrow, find it again. Oh, this one here. Okay, I think I'm finished about almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll tell you when you're done. It'll say, oh yeah, okay, so I just got the notification. Everything's signed. All right, Crystal, that's it for today. So this will be submitted to the attorneys. The next thing you can expect is give them about 5 business days for they can.
Okay.
So they can process the paperwork. Then they'll call you back. They'll do like a case verification and they'll let you know what to expect next. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you're officially represented by them now. Okay. So let me send you the other text message. I'll send you the name of the law firm and their phone number so that you can save it. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.